time for
Prisco, Dez, and Ryan.
I want to tell you my secret.
Everyone has a secret.
Secrets.
Let somebody have it. That was the secret. You're secretly letting them have it. I would tell Colton from school off because he acts like he's a manly man and he's fat AF. Also, annoying as heck, he wears a roadwork jacket and said he has a job at 12 years old.
I mean, whoa. If you understood the amount of editing I had to put into that young man's text message, I need a bar of soap for that young man's mouth.
Boy, Ashley, you are a lying, manipulative, scheming lowlife who uses people in the county to support your messed up life with everyone else's money. Get a job and support yourself for once.
Yeah, Ashley.
Whew. Yeah, Ashley.
Cheers.
Yeah.
To all my employers that have fired me because I have a loud voice, I'm still standing and even more confident.
That's not for me, I promise.
Okay.
I promise.
I picked my friend of 10 years to be the godmother of my recent baby, and she hasn't seen him in over a year because she's, quote, too busy going out to the bar and going to friends' house getting drunk. I wish I never picked her as a godmother.
You could probably switch her out for somebody else if you want.
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of paperwork involved there.
No.
I want to tell my boyfriend's mom to let her 28-year-old son be a man.
Well, mama's boy, huh?
I had this math teacher in 8th grade, and she was the worst. She would lose all my homework on purpose to call my parents, spend a lot of time in detention, then eventually got kicked out of her class. I hate you.
Oh.
My mother-in-law is a nightmare. The most passive-aggressive heifer in the world.
Oh my gosh.
Deliberately does the opposite of what we ask her when she has our daughter. I just want to grab her both by the ears and shake her until she rattles.
When you're calling your mother-in-law a heifer, that's some serious words.
That's fighting words. To my husband's employee, you are causing so many issues with us. Just leave. There are plenty of other jobs out there. Get out of my life.
Oh, he's bringing it home, it sounds like.
My ex is a horrible person. I never deserved the way he treated me and the way he continues to treat me. Thank you for wasting so many years of my life with your abuse and manipulation. If it weren't for you, I probably would be happy with someone way better than you. Best thing I ever did was get the hell away from you. If we didn't have kids together, I would cut you out of my life completely.
God, it's always back to the kids.
Bet it felt good to say that.
I'm trying to read these in the way they were intended.
You're doing good.
So they feel the satisfaction.
Yeah, I'm feeling the disdain for these people.
I'm so sick of the woe is me. Everyone takes drinks whenever you complain. That's why you didn't get invited on the trip. We all would have been wasted the entire week, you drunk.
Ow.
Yeah. After 4 years, and you still can't do your job right, why are you still here? How many times do you get your hand slapped before you get fired? Apparently, unlimited amount of times. I'm sorry, that's just me. I'm venting.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
does it feel good?
What's that?
No, I get it. It's a good one.
You two have spent a little too much time together lately, huh?
Well, I want to vent. I was doing fine. I finally stopped thinking about you. Then you waved at me on Messenger. It was great. We messaged back and forth, and now you don't answer. Or if you do, it's hours or days later. Why do I bother with you?
Just get rid of him as a friend.
Last one. I would like to tell off my supervisor. My sloth of a supervisor. She has no idea how to be a supervisor and goes out of her way to pawn off all of her duties to others. I believe that she walks around looking for somebody sitting for a minute or taking a phone call on their own time about issues in our department just so she can run to the big boss, hoping that the individuals will get scolded. I've gone to the big boss about issues with her, which my supervisor denies everything, and I always get retaliation.
Jeez. Lot of hostility.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
People are mad, Dez.
Really pent up. Get it out.
You did a great job delivering those.
Ron H., you selfish, inconsiderate SOB.
Ron H. is like, you used my last initial.
Kevin, someone breaking up with you doesn't mean you have unicorn with them. You're a disgusting human being.
Oh, the old breakup unicorn.
Oh.
To that best friend you thought you were, you are and always have been a narcissist. And I did sleep with your ex.
Oh, jeez.
Dang.
I think we can stop there.
Yeah, I think that's good.
That was good.
I feel like you got stuff off your chest too.
No, I literally did.
Yeah, just by sharing other people's messages.
No, I snuck mine in there.
I know which one yours was. Yeah, about the you just don't know who to thank about being so lucky to work with amazing people.
I don't think I heard that one.
No, it's lazy, inconsiderate person who can get away with everything and they never get their hands slapped. Yeah, that one.
She's back. Okay. It is unbelievable that you would bring it up today. Hey, Rudy.
Hey, guys. That's not awkward or anything.
No, not at all, right?